The State Board of Fisheries continued deliberation over dozens of proposals for Cook Inlet fishing industries today. Some steps were made in the direction of conserving Kenai River king salmon, but as KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, many other issues are due for some attention.
Making adjustments to escapement goals on the Kenai River has so far been a no-go for the board. An attempt was made to raise an escapement goal earlier this week, but was later reconsidered. So instead, the board dove into the real nuts and bolts of the commercial set net fishery, making changes to how many hours they can fish and the gear types they can use. 36 hours a week is the new time limit. That's a substantial reduction from previous years, and their nets won't hang down as deeply in the water. That might mean a smaller catch of sockeye, but more and more data suggest it should also reduce how many kings end up in those nets, as they tend to swim deeper in the water. It shouldn't come as too big a shock that the new rules weren't totally embraced by everyone. Brent Johnson is a longtime commercial set netter from Coho. He says cutting back on hours doesn't really do what people want.
What a lot of people want is a predictable fishery, a reasonable, predictable fishery. That's what I keep hearing in the sport fishery side. Well, when we had Monday, Thursday openings, we had a predictable fishery. Now we have no predictable fishery. We don't know if we're getting any of those 36 hours that are being offered, and we don't know when they are.
But ask a sport fisherman, and he'll probably tell you that that's a fair move. During these times of low king salmon abundance, that side of the debate has been asking for paired restrictions. Don't cut opportunity for one fishery without making a similar restriction to the other. In river king fishing, the past couple years has been done mostly with a single unbaited hook, if there's been any fishing at all.
The department has been informally doing this over the last couple of years, but this provides management guidance.
That's Ricky Geese, executive director of the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association.
They've had more public testimony on this than any other subject you heard that any of these board members have ever seen. So I think with all that public testimony, they've crafted these measures that are designed to help king salmon.
With all that debate and testimony happening about one particular run of fish to one particular river, it's easy to forget that other runs and other stocks are struggling right now, too. The Lake Kenai River king run gets most of the headlines, and deservedly so. The relative abundance or scarcity of those kings has a wide-ranging effect. But even though it's now practically non-existent, less is made of the early king salmon run. But that's changing. The board voted down a proposal to expand king fishing on the southern peninsula because some of those kings are bound for the Kenai River. Here's board member Tom Kluberton.
This is becoming a more and more popular place to go and fish for kings. I'm afraid the more we restrict other systems, it's going to further increase the pressure here. So, yeah, I'm glad there's an alternative location for folks to go fish for king salmon, but I'm very reluctant to liberalize it in any way.
And while it's easy for users to see a big difference between the two king runs, managers and biologists like Robert Begich don't make exactly the same distinction.
They're very closely tied together in our management area. We have the Kenai River and Kasiloff Rivers. Both feature early and late runs of king salmon. Both runs and both rivers are experiencing a period of low productivity. Yet to come at this board meeting, we'll be going through several regulations to deal with early run Kenai River king salmon.
To address that problem, the board is going to have to look to the sport users. Commercial fishermen aren't out in May and June when that run has traditionally shown up. But exactly what to do will be hashed out over the next several days. The Board of Fisheries meetings run until February 13th. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Shaylin Cochran.